A new study shows the performance of Pennsylvania charter schools is mixed at best and extremely negative for students at cyber charters. Every year, taxpayers in the Keystone State spend more than $1.6 billion on tuition for charter schools. But the study by the Center for Research on Education Outcomes says almost a third of charter schools in the state post low achievement and academic growth in English language arts. For math, it's more than 40%. And according to Susan Spica with Education Voters of Pennsylvania, students at cyber charter schools suffer major losses.
Compared with traditional public school peers, a Pennsylvania student enrolled in a cyber charter loses the annual equivalent of 106 days of learning and reading and 118 days in math.
Supporters of charter schools say the report's data on cyber charters is out of date and that the study shows brick-and-mortar charter schools are performing at least as well as traditional public schools. Spica points out that school districts are paying tuition for every student who enrolls in charter schools, but the district's costs don't go down an equivalent amount. And that, she says, is hurting the ability of public schools to do their jobs.
School districts throughout the state now are raising property taxes, cutting teachers, gutting programs in order to come up with $1.6 billion to support charter schools.
She adds that the General Assembly now is considering legislation that would allow for the unchecked expansion of brick-and-mortar charter schools with limited academic accountability. Spica believes the report shows that state legislators need to focus on holding charter schools accountable to taxpayers and students, especially the 35,000 enrolled in commercial cyber charter schools.
Lawmakers should be focusing on providing the tools necessary to ensure that these cyber charter schools are going to improve educational outcomes for students. And if they don't, then they need to get shut down.
For Keystone State News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.